This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We have a question from a concerned mother about her daughter. Her daughter is probably diagnosed with OCD, and but what she does is she finds it very difficult to they say go to the shower, and she spends a long time in the shower. She washes her hand multiple times to the point where she became very like fearful of going to the restroom or going to the shower or the bathroom. And sometimes it takes her 2 months to take a shower or 3 months, and it becomes very, very difficult on them. Also, she points out that there's depression issues and overthinking issues on her part. So she's trying to seek our help in understanding what she can do in this, Islamically or otherwise. Yes.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. First of all, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His names and attributes to heal your daughter and all those who are suffering from waswasa, this type of disorder. Mm-hmm. And this is something that diagnosed, treated, nothing new. We know about it from our religion, medical and field is also known and well defined. And the good news is there is a treatment for it in our religion and also in among professional psychologists and psychiatrists and
therapists.
Yeah. So definitely one of the things I would say, you should also seek help from professional therapists to help, you know, you, to help your daughter, whoever you know who's suffering from this, because it's really suffering. I've seen people stay hours and hours in the bathroom. You know, make them hate salah, hate ghusl, hate, you know, don't do anything just because, you know, you just suffer. You pray multiple times, it takes them hours to finish one salah, and they end up leaving the sun. That's what the shaitan does. You know, he tried to make things difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things easy and shaitan make it difficult. So he play with your head and make you repeat and repeat because he wants you to quit in the end or not to concentrate or to make it wrong. Because as you know, if you pray dhuhr 5 times, that's haram, it's not dhuhr. And if you make wudu wrong way, that's not correct too. So the shaitan trying to do whatever it takes to ruin your salah. But the good news is this, and hear me out. The good news is that this is considered a case of sickness. Mm-hmm. And people who are sick are excused. Like, I must stand up on salah when I pray. But if my legs hurt and I can't stand up, I cannot make ruku, I cannot make sujood, I'm allowed to do it while I'm sitting. If I cannot use water because I have a skin disease, I'm allowed to do tayammum, use the sand. So I'm excused from this. Whatever, well, I cannot do it, I'm excused from doing it. And the same thing here when it comes to the waswasa. Those people who are sick, we're not asking them to verify. Just keep it in your head. You're not supposed to verify. So if the thought comes to you and said, oh, you didn't wash your hand, no problem, just move on. Yeah, but look, it's dry. It's okay, even it's dry. Go to the hair. Oh, but you didn't do the hair. So that, go to the feet. Oh, your wudu is not complete. Doesn't matter. Don't, just the key point, don't do it again. Because what's the point? The point is you want your salah. I'm telling you, your salah is accepted. But what if, even if you did not make your wudu correct, you're still excused. Even if you pray dhuhr 3 times, it's still valid. Why? Because you're excused. Mm-hmm. You're mareed. So don't worry about these thoughts. It just, that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, قَلْ وَلْيَنْتَهِ يعني, whenever you say عَذْرَ شْتَرَجِيمُ أَنْ يَنْتَهِ, don't even consider it. And the Shurah al-Hadith, this, so many scholars commented, this is the key point. The key point is you don't ever, ever entertain the thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because these thoughts are not from Allah. Just think about it this way, or put it in this frame. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the best for us, wants ease for us. What you're doing to yourself is suffering.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That cannot be from Allah. It is from the shaitan. And shaitan doesn't care about your salah to be correct. Shaitan is not, you know what, is not like an advisor for you to make wudu correct. No, no. He might claim nasih and amin, but he's not. Lakum adu, Allah said, he's your enemy. So whatever thoughts that comes to your head is not from Allah, not from the angels, it's from the shaitan. That's why we call it waswasa. And that's why you need to understand when it comes to you, these kind of thoughts, you completely go to the opposite. That's why in some of the hadith, when these kind of thoughts comes, you blow on your left-hand side. What blow it is, it also signifies that how weak the shaitan is. Just like this and he's away. He's not even worth, that's why you spit on your left. He's not worth anything to pay attention to it. Just keep that in mind. I know it is easy to be said, very hard for people who have this problem. But all what I'm asking you, just one thing, don't do it again. Don't do it. And if you just stop, no matter how, it's clear, it doesn't matter until you get rid of this completely. And subhanAllah, when you put this, it start appearing in other area. Mathan, people can have the wudu. Then when I give them this advice, they said, okay, now the wudu is fine. But now, takbir, Allahu Akbar, Akbar. Mm-hmm. Then now in salah, now in ruku'ah, now in raka'ah, now in this. And the shaitan going to keep trying. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the shaitan comes and sometimes he blow between your legs. You feel like air just to confuse you. Sometimes
or you feel wetness, for example.
Feel wetness. Oh, I feel like my thighs are wet or my clothes are wet. Don't.
It does happen.
You know what? Just don't look at it. You know, go with it. Especially if you have this kind of things, don't even think about it. That's why once Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, somebody said, he said to someone, take water and spray it in your thigh and your throat. Why? So the shaitan will not come to say, oh, look, there's a drop here. There's not. You will not even tell the difference. Just to make him feel like, I don't need to think about it. I need to look at it. Umar radiallahu anhu was walking on the street and water came from, there is a gutter in the top of the house for rain, whatever. And sometimes these gutter, also people maybe have something not proper or whatever.
Right.
And it fall and touches the, Umar radiallahu anhu told the man, don't even think about it. Keep going. It is tahir. Because if you open this door, what if you're not going to end. Continue your prayer, continue your wudu, just Allah shahtar rajim. And make sure that also you go to therapy, because this can be manifested in different areas outside the religion as well.
Right.
It impacts your work, it impacts your study, it impacts your life. Every day you have to go down, for example, to close the gas or the lights. You know, there are some people go back to the garage to close the garage 5 times and drive a long distance. Just to do stuff like that, because they always keep thinking, what if? Mm-hmm. Even with your kids, it became adab. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for those who are suffering with this. And don't be ashamed of it, of going and seeking a professional help. Here in the masjid, alhamdulillah, we have, therapists who will be able to help. In our community, there's a lot of therapists, Muslims, non-Muslims alike, you know, who will help you, inshallah, with this challenge you have. But remember the golden advice from the Prophet ﷺ, don't think about it, don't pay attention to it, move on and with your ibadah.
Yes. And I just did a simple search, and it gives you ideas on how to seek, the help of a therapist, even online, even some people do it for free. Join therapy communities and things like this. It's available. So the idea is take action and follow the advice of the sheikh, because I saw a lot of logic in what he said, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to make it difficult on you. So whatever is on your mind is probably from the shaitan. And so remove it and move on, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.